So, plus it says, I don't know if it's obvious that you have to have a hadas, which kibbutz chazal, that honestly, obvious means that it has to be, has to be mashosh, has to be three coming out. You know, there was an altar minug, which they seem to be, if it's not three, it's going to be a hadas. There was an altar minug, which says that Zmadamra holds two on one's kasher, therefore the Negev Meil Medina Sachil Otzes Kela Dasim Ubayim, Ancha Shalom Gav Echad. There was a minhag that they did three and they aim to it. And therefore, and some say our Adasim are not possible, the Shalom Gav Shnayim. That's not the Hadashit in the Gemara, the Nogel Hokel. The Maestro, the late Achrenim, says this minhag is an evil minhag, it's not a good minhag. And you should not be knowing on. You should not be knowing this minute. The goyim shachweinim kum pikum what a minute is that. Ein lem shemakar levicher yochad levicher gavitrei. Ramon dach rakur came. The minute chasvus is a losha and that miyam marit a minute could be some minute gerua and a lot of evil minhagim which we have and therefore one should not be on this minute. Let's make sure today really works. What is he? Okay, fine. You should not be samech on this minute. Okay, so no thumbs up. Please close the door. Okay. In terms of what do you need for something had that to be mashulash, so the Rishonim might have different lashonim. Is no hekeshing?
It doesn't have.
They
don't have to be removed.
Oh. The Rishonim bring down different lashonim in terms of what it means it has to be mashulash. Now the Rosh says they'll go be igal achas. The Rifas says lashon that closes zelaza, and there's a big need in exactly what exactly is the gather in terms of making it considered mashulash. So matu b'shein the brisker rav. And the Bisgrav said it has to be Shavu v'Shavu has to be coming out all Shavu v'Shavu. It's not Shavu v'Shavu, it's not going to be good. Not everyone agrees that Mamash is the Bisgrav's opinion. One of the, I forget, of Stern, of Adas, brings down of David, so the Vichik says it's not really true. The Bisgrav wasn't saying Machma like that. But there are, you know, when they say Brisker Adasim, that's definitely what they were referring to. Mamash comes Shavu v'Shavu. That's something which is not easy, not so easy to find. Shita number two is. I mean, I guess we're more. They say Rabbi Yashiv held like the Brisker Rav, but not so closely. It has to be, he goes with the Lashon Rishonim, that's all calling the same thing, but doesn't still looking so closely. So.
What does that mean?
What do I say? So if David said, if David Morgenstein said that it's pretty close to the Chazon Ish, maybe a little bit of Mashal more Machman. Does Betzim, his Machman should come out to whatever, but I'm looking so closely. So it looks like Baruch is coming together. So usually the Chodom Makiv also Baruch is. So it ends up being pretty close to Chedar Makev, maybe Mashu more Machmer. That's what David said, that was the Mahalach of Rabbi Yash. The Chazon Ish brought down the Chushin Birim from Chaim Greineman, that he said, that what?
I have done television.
No. The Chushin Birim brings down shame the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish held that they show him something which they all met each other, and he said that's Vade good. Chodom Makiv is Vade going to be good. Not that more than that is not going to be good, but this is for sure kasher.
Is there any reason it should be worse?
What do you say?
Is there any reason it should be worse?
Then what?
The Chushim Birim brings they show them something that was better than Chodom Makiv, no?
No, they show them Chodom Makiv. So that for sure is good. Maybe worse is also good, but that for sure, Chazon for sure was good, and so that came like the Messiah, like all of a sudden, Chodom Makiv, right? It has to be Chodom Makiv. So the Chazon said that bad day is going to be good. It could be more than that. It's also good. They say no suffer shame. Like Mr. Krauss thinking, right, so if you have a suffix, you know, sure. Is it Chodom Makiv or not Chodom Makiv? So he said that first thing. That also you could be making up to be as a machmer. Shita number three is more the way that shame look at it is they say, how the shaita is a shaita. A shaita is very clearly a shaita, very apparent that it's a shaita. And in as much that it doesn't look like totally off, then it's going to be okay. Now, one something which is a vikuach amongst the various paiskim is you have A equals B and B equals C. In other words, it's like this. You have one, A equals B like this, and then B equals C. But A and C don't eat, one and three don't meet each other. Is that, in other words, it's like this and like this. So A to C, b'chal is nachar makir, it's way above. But this one meets this one meets that one. Is that, you know, is that good enough or that's not good enough? I know. What's the name? Tom Rabbi Heller. He was a big expert, like a Sregim. He used to be, he's Gans Mekel on it. So brought down Mishim Rabbi Nissen of Chaim that they all was okay. You know, some are Makom with this, some are Mekel with this. Different Rabbanim.
Chaim said it's okay, not a problem.
That's what this Sefer brought down Mishim Rabbi Chaim. You know, how accurate and how whatever, you know, the idea. But You know, that's a summer machmer, summer make, you know, summer machmer maybe depends on how much money you're spending for it. It has a lot to do with it, right? You're buying alpha 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 for 100 shekel, or you're buying alpha alpha for 30 shekel, or you're buying, you know, or are we telling on, is this the first day Yontev, or this is 3 days before, or it's called Omay, you know, that calls the achanis into, that's shayla. Now you have to remember, like, the whole thing is a lot of chumras, like agave chumras, because that's how much of a share of us do you need? Nechuk rishonim. Do you need that has to be the Rambam brings down the Ravid brings down Machlokes is Ran and Ravid? Does have to be Rav Avos? Why Rav is enough? Because just like call it a Kula Ruva Kekulai, so Tov say Ruva Kekulai and Rav should be enough. Others say you have to have Kulai. The way the Magen Mishnah says Mazbir, if it's not Kulai, it's not the min of the Hadas. Now, not min of the Hadas doesn't mean the Pshat is that it's a Siba. That it should be on a face of us, so you have to have three coming out, and if you don't have threes coming out, it's not min hadas, therefore it's going to be a problem. How do we paskin? The mitzvah being a kol she'er hadashi avos, so the kuvay berubay. Mechaber goes, it's a mitzvah ba'alma. Not ma'akiv, kuvay isn't berubay, we pass it, he's not chesh shalom, he's chesh shalom the chachil, like the rash, the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, that has to be kuvay, and the kuvay is only going to be berubay, therefore it's not going to be ma'akiv. So you have to remember, all your shaylas are you handling in the mitzvah, right? Ekadin is right. There's a mitzvah to have kulay. In kulay, how vite do you have to have kulay? How bediok do you have to have kulay? You know, and it's all in the very in the lachilitika world. Now that which, on the sheet we should have roiv. What does roiv mean? Does roiv mean roiv of the shear, or roiv means roiv of the kanan? Now sometimes on the top is much more adasin together. Then on the bottom, there's more. It's more compact, more together. So you maybe can have roiv off and not roiv the share. And the question is, how do you done it? So it comes up basically chad chad neshes chesis for both. Yishmi machmer bein roiv share, bein roiv konim, and lechachila one yishmi machmer for a roiv. How much of a roiv do you need? Kepshuta roiv means 1.6. 3 is going to be 1.6, and mashu more than chatzi, that should be a roiv. The Pimagadim seems to say, you have to have two tefachim kosher, one tefachim not kosher. Which Pirkei Yaakov asks, why should it be? The Chayyav should be 1.6, and why should we be such a thing? And there are those which are machmer. Eker Din Kipshuta is 1.6, but there are those who are machmer, but then Chayyav Sabeinu is machmer, that should be a Rav, Hanir Leinam, a Rav Enikar, shouldn't just be a Rav Be'alma. Berlach has a Shaila, that when you have a Rav, let's say all the roiv is not together. It's spread out. That's very, very important. It's spread out. It's not mamish all together. Is that enough to be considered a roiv? So the Be'er Halacha brings down from the Bach, two shayos first. The Bach verse says that roiv is shayadas avis, even though it's very big, only roiv gal b'avis. A very big shear. The Bach is talking about, let's say, a six tvachim. Two tvachim no good, two tvachim good, two tvachim no good. So roiv is no good, but you have roiv shear together. There's not a first, you have roiv shear together. The Bach says that that's also okay, because the Maisa, being that you have a roiv shear at one point together, that's going to be kosher and it's not going to be a problem. Pimugadim takes a shayla one step weiter, which doesn't make clear for all. If it's mefuzer, you have six tvachim, every half a tafach you have, let's say, quarter of tafach good. So it's mostly no good. You never have two tvachim together, you're not going to have any area which you can take three tvachim, say two out of three tvachim are good. You're never going to have it. But together, over the whole thing, over your big hadas, which is six amas high, six tvachim high, you're going to get, you end up getting roiv. But it's not going to be roiv in any one place. Pirugam is sopik. The Pirkiyak is meikos. She lives in right, and she's very stark. About it's no good. He says it's not. If you're talking, you have a 20 amas hadas, and you have like two tvachim good over or spread out. You say it's kosher. It's about the kind of design. And Zeveshtach Machmer, that you can't be Machmer in that. But the whole suffix over here, the whole discussion is very important. The whole discussion is only when you have, it's, you have Mefuzer, like, and if you have three Tvachim Hadas, let's say regular size Hadas, and two out of three are good, then that for sure is good for Reif. It doesn't have to be straight. That's right. That's 100% Peseda. The whole Shaila is, we have more than a Shear. Now the question is more than a Shear, Reif no good, you know, how are we going to look at it? By the two out of three, that's what does Reif mean? What it means, you have two out of three. That's what it means. It doesn't have to be straight up. The whole stuff of the Be'er Halacha is much bigger than the share. So are we malakha from here, we malakha from there? That's really the whole stuff of the Be'er Halacha. But by the two out of three straight up is going to be good, which brings into a very big vikuach, which is not a little barur, it's not clear. Now you have to have the whole share, three tvachim. Does that have to be straight or not? Does this say about Hadas? Do we have Tvachim big? Three to Tvachim are good. One through full off, right? At worst, that's what you're going to get in the packages. What's going to be a lock in that type of situation? It could be that just like the Balacha held two out of three is Pasha is good, it could be three or three and a half also is good. That's called you have a whole share. It doesn't have to be every single one straight, as long as I have a whole share, good. And that should be okay. So, you have a regular case. So you have a hadas to say three and a half tvachim big. Three to tvachim are kasher and a half tvachim is no good. Is that called you have kol hasher and therefore you're okay? Or, the Be'er Lacha has a suffix. What's the lucky by Mephuzer? So the Be'er Lacha is also suffix. Mephuzer is when you have all over and it's very, very big and wave is puzzle, is that goes, anyway, let's say be two out of three, that's okay. Now by Kule, three out of three and a half, is that lechachila chachila?
Three straight or three mufuzer?
You definitely have the mitzvah. You're definitely your kosher. That's nothing to talk about. The question is it even a hider not to have it? So somebody brought them Shem Kopshitz that Avadah, that's the Seder. Why can't you do that? It's, you have a kosher share, you have the whole share, and as long as it's not. What?
Even if you were caught up the last half of
the bottom or the top? The question is the top. No, the top you're missing one. The whole thing's good, and the sixth thing down, a leaf fell off. So I have tefach and a half, one is no good, and then two tefachim, which is good, right?
So
the bottom just cut it off. Then if the top three tefachim are good, there's no shaila. So the shaila is if you have classical case, one leaf fell off, so now you have a tefach and a half good, one leaf fell off, and then the next tefach and a half is good. And then they would have. Well? What do you mean? The what?
Because
the one off. It's good. Okay, so just the chesmer, what we have over here, just to make Seder or whatever. Matzem, the kalach is, Roiv's good enough. The mitzvah and mocha to have the whole thing, which is, Machaber says it very lightly, even though it is Rishayna, but it's the mitzvah and mocha to have the whole thing. Now, even if one falls off, the mocha gets round and raw in terms of. No, that's the Raz only in the Roiv. Saying okay, that's only in the right. For the chachila, the kibshutei not. So it's only mitzvah mocha. Now, it's low barer. And I saw somebody said, "Brother, I'm saying we're not the kapshut." He said, "Yeah, you could be malakit if you have to share three tefachim and rave is good." Well, that's considered the pesedah gomer. He says, "Okay, the tzibur is paying a lot of money for adasim, so maybe in chesh mishpat you have a shaila." But to say that's is it really such a problem? He says, not really. He didn't think it was really such a problem. It seems to be people mahadar, try to get three tefachim straight, but it's a little barer that 100% that you really need it. It's not, it could be if you have three tefachim good, and that's you have a kol hasher, it's very, very not pasha that it sounds like, it definitely is a very, very big chumrah for one to go ahead and need it. Now, b'negei the roiv, so we're saying roiv is good, even if it's not bereishay. Why, even if it's not bereishay, it's going to be good. Why is it not bereishay? Because even though by yavshu, roiv is a very strong Cheshbin, over there it's Hadr. Hadr, yes, we raise you. Over here it's Avis, so we don't care so much about the Rive. Maybe the tap is no good, then it's going to be okay. Since Sifhei discusses, let's say one leaf fell off all the way down. So now I only have two all the way down. Now the Shaila is, do you say that's considered Rive? Because the mice I have two out of three, so that's enough to be considered Rive, or not? He says, "Initially, b'chol kain, all achas b'chol kain, roiv she'arich hadas, yesh b'pukti v'mishena, the machlekes, yesh machmir and kivin shenish kashtayim b'chol kain." There are those who say it's kasher kashtayim b'chol kain. Rubek kekulei keichem achshirin b'nishu mekses alav merke shaladas. Yesh poison in the whole that days. Elin nishu alav shemavus klal. Always has to be three, and always has to be three, or it's enough the fact that there's two out of three. And Allah and nikin l'hakab mokhat chak. That's mokhat chak is going to be a kasher. So it's kima kam achreinim that mokhat chak. You can be makel, and then even if only two out of three, if you have two all the way down, then that's going to be okay. If you have trei rubir already, the Be'er Lacha doesn't like it, that roiv, chir gashir only has like one, and then you have another chir which has two that the Be'er Lacha doesn't write, but I come in, one falls off, then that's going to be okay.
It has to be that with Meshulash.
Yeah. How much of the shir do you need? So you have to have three tvachim lechachila, that we saw in Tafresh Nun. And Shasal Chak also, we all that two and a half tvachim is going to be kasha. They could then go to the Shir three tvachim. It's totally really had a lot of big more over there. And the Di'eved, we go with maybe we go with the share of 2.5 Tvachim. What?
So really goes 2.5.
Yeah. Also, yeah, because maybe 2.5 Tvachim is good. Yeah, and if you have that 2.5, also maybe you could. What is that in the Shurim? It's about Chazanish is Berach 29, a little more than 29, and the 2.5 Tvachim would be Berach 24. Mark Sears Mechadish says that that just like by Lulu, we find this thing called Tzinihai or Har Barzel, that if one doesn't reach the other one, so that's going to passel. Sotovia, this is at the Mark Sears held that they don't reach one to the other one. Are we connected to anything?
Yes,
pretty
hard.
Yeah, it's pretty hard. Okay, I'm going to go quickly. Mark Sears Mechadish, that the halacha is that one has to be reaching the other one, just like with Lulav, there's a psul tzinei ha'ar barzel. This is probably one of the most important halachas, if you're mocking with this. But Lulav, they don't reach, it's a problem. So too, by Hadassim, if there are smaller leaves, and you know, one reach doesn't reach the other one, that's going to be a chesar and a pasulis, and it's not going to be a good. L'maisa, Rui v'achroinim, the Kriyakiv, and others, the Medaik, and Rashi says, Klar, the tzinei ha'ar barzel is only a pasulis by Lulav, not by Hadassim, and for this, Yaakov says there is a hider in it. It's a nice hider, but the Ikra Din, the Achrayim are nachoishes for this, and it's not going to be a problem. Who are then another case of Yaakov's chishes for hider is that sometimes, a lot of times, it goes to the side. They're not covering the eights; they just go to the side like that. So there's one thing: can they technically reach if you cover it like that? How big they are. There's another one that even they could technically reach, but the Maisa, they're just going off to the side like that. So the Kriyakiv writes that the Ikar Din is going to be kasher, but it definitely is a hider for such a thing. So therefore, there is a milo and a hider that it should be covering and reaching. That, you know, we definitely look
if
at
it. You can't reach, right? If it's spaced out, it's kasher, it's still the Maisa is not chayt themselves.
Right, there's a hider, that's all. He's masked. Both of them he says are kosher. Both of them he says is kasher.
It's something
it's something with dark cloud. Rava is covered, Musa is covered, it covers it. The Kriyakiv is learning that, the Mekusi is learning that Mamish has to be all the way up and covering and whatever, but no, the Alachim are learning that's not going to be the case. Fine. And again, Nikdam Reishay. So Nikdam Reishay, we have two sugars of again Nikdam Reishay. One sugar says Nikdam Reishay is an apostle. The next Gemara says that Nikdam Reishay seems to be kosher. So we saw Machlekes Rishayin and what the taich is. Either it's Machlekes or sugars and Echanami, and we pass Nikdam Reishay is going to be kosher. Maybe there's Lachila B'diavad. We saw a third sheet that had two different nikdams. There's one nikdam which is nikdam reishai, and there's another nikdam which you have to cut off in between the branches. Sometimes things are growing out. So that's the two different nikdams which we are talking about. How do we pass? We have to pass nikdam reishai kasher from the sheet that's going to be kasher. We have to pass nikdam reishai. Some people pass on nikdam reishai. How do we pass? Toiv lahachmer makam shav shabachar. We pass then. Good thing to be machmer, but makam is shayach ba'acher, it should be machmer. But if it's not shayach ba'acher, Beitzim Nikdam Reishay is going to be kasher. What's the reason why it's kasher? So the reason is because being that it's not nikker, that's a lashon. The passage is as hader, and being that it's not so nikker, being that it's covered by leaves, therefore it's not so nikker, therefore the reason why it's going to be kasher. So the program says, let's say it is nikker. You could see it. It's like the Prima Gadim B'chei Gavin. It's going to be possible. Because the whole reason why it's kosher is because it's the Makar Dove is because it's not so nicker. But if the Reish Eitz is totally Megula, there's no Alam, so it's possible. I feel a bit like Acher. I feel like the Makar Lachas. A Reish Eitz is going to be possible. Because nicker Ketim, that's the Prima Gadim says. So the Prima Yaakov, he has Eitz, so you can cut it down more. If you cut the Eitz and Shnei Alam, that's some of the Kanch Taktav. The Pesul Shechazek Shirei is going to be kosher. In other words, if it isn't Nikar, Pergam would say it's possible. The only reason why it's kosher in Nikdam Reishai is because it's Nachasar and Ahadar. But if it is if it's Nikar, it's going to be possible. But the Eitz is, just cut it down, and now it's not Nikar anymore. And the only time it would be possible, basically, is if you're missing the Shir. If you're missing the Shir, so you can't cut it down. But if you could cut it down, you could go ahead and do it. The Chazan says that the Stami stuff is not like that. He says, some of the Peshad is, that it means that we don't care. That which we say it's Nikdam Reishai is kasher because we don't care about the Reishai Shomas. The Yofi of the Hadas is in the Ovis Shabbai, not in the Reishai Shabbai, and therefore we don't care about it. Or Kakavi, it's different. But come on, the Chazan wants to say that he's more noted to say that's going to be kosher, not like the pre megalim. Either way, the eitz would be to go ahead and just cut it down. Now, when the geya cutting the stuff in between, you know, we had stiras asugas. What's Nikdam Rishai talking about? So one terza stira was yesh lechalek between Nikdam Rishai to the stuff in and stuff in between. So the Meshavura goes with, and the Maisi is supposed to cut off the stuff in between. He's chesed Rashita. Mashuagi yotzer ben akam, nothing ketan, mitzarech lekaita matam, shemi mafsi ben akam. Nikdam zeh kashu kol yam, afim nisrechim choshesh. Abad and be supposed to go ahead and cut it off. Shavur brings down from the Shat Tzion. The Mechim Nikdam Rishai that Farshad Rei Tarif and Shashat Tumun Afim Alalo. He brings the Chalim's Mashu, everyone knows you have to cut it off. Machshak says everyone has to cut it off. But the Kamer Sanas says it's only going to Machmim and Nikdam Rishai. If you're Nikdam Rishai, it's possible. So how do you answer this to you? Nikdam Rishai over there is possible. And our Sugya is talking about where you cut the stuff in between. But even Nikdam Rishai is cautioning you, and the Sugya is the difference to the theory of no more kosher such a thing. And if the Kamer Sanas would say, the minhag seems to be the makel. Chazan is also. He says also, according to other Rishayim, you don't have such a makar, adaver, but the Maisa Chazan is, we'd rather you be machmer, but he says it's going to cut off, start cutting off, and you're going to mess up the etzem eitz. So Bichay Gavin, the Chazan is willing to be makel. But he said he would like you to go ahead and cut it off. So just from the side of so far we have over here, in terms of the Chachila, what you're looking for in your Hadas. You want to look for a Kulim Mishalosh, I guess like the Chazan Ish, that it's going to be all one Chodom Akif. We're looking for, there is a Hidr that it should be covering. You know, there's such a Hidr. We like the top to be, not to be cut off, which that kind of stuff you're getting, you know, should not have such an issue that the top is to be cut off. It's something which is not such not such an issue. Or Machwan Merkav, same, that Merkav is possible, but that kind of Merkav is not something which you're going to, you're not going to encounter so much. We'll see more in Sugya Amurkav. The one last Sugya, the two last Sugyas are what's going to be Yafshu if it dries out. So Mechayah brings down. If it dries out, it's possible. If it's Kamshu, it's Kasher. In other words, that's totally dried out. If it just gets a little bit dry, it's not a problem. What's considered Shir Yafshus? If it's, even if it's difficult to see, if it's still Yark, it's going to be Kasher. And there's only Yafshus and Mamash turns white, which is pretty pretty Yafshus. You know, the stuff you have is going to turn Mamash white and PSA white. You know, the Bedech Kalal, that's something which is probably not so relevant. Even if it's Yavash Rav Olav, if the tap is good, so Mechayr brings down Sif Chayz Yavash Rav Olav, it's Dar Barash Kobad Meshesh Akadiyah Akan Echad, if there's three Olam Lachim Kshayr, if you have one which is good on the tap, that also is going to be Kasher. Then the tap is Mechayr Shushainim, let's say if it's Kamish. It's only Matzel, Aran and the Rishainim, it's only Matzel if it's going to be Mamish Lach, and it's matzel, or even if it's going to be kamish. Obviously, that brings down. Moisim olam shalo yavshu im kamushin yish poishin machshirin. Some people hold it's good, and some people hold that the tap has to be lach, and that the tap has to be lach. Who did the gay yavshu roisha? It's the same halach we saw in Sefiot. That like nitzvah roisha is kasher, yavshu roisha is machlekes, and tevel hachem b'malach m'shav shavach alachar kibshutai. Over there also, a lot of the Rishonim hold they have to be machmer. You have to be machmer that it's totally in the Rish. They might discuss if you have berries coming out, what's going to be the halacha. If the nafam rumei olav, so if it's yarek, it's mikasha. If it's red and black, it's going to be pasul. What's going to be the halacha by other colors? So the prima gadim is mesupik, the kapas tamar is murnik lachmer. The dafka green is minahadas. I'm saying other parts are not going to be other parts are going to be possible. What's the sibud sadaver? What's the sibud sadaver? The sibud sadaver is either number one, it could be chesaron and hadar, or has to be on if it's avos, and as well as something which is a gemar hapri. Kavish, we saw that some slave was machma kavish and hadasim, which could be very, very negeya. Because if you store it over Shabbos and water, the Peshuv and Pezayim brings down that, you know, Le Matzano, that we're Machmer, such a thing. We had a deacon in the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if it's dry, put in the water for a day or two, sounds like it won't be such a problem. So maybe Machmer, maybe you should use the bottom over there. I think like a Chila, the place can be Machmer for
it. Doesn't it actually need a bucket of water?
That's a bucket of water, just a little bit wet from the towel. A little bit from the towel, the thing. We kavish has to be, you got the other?
What?
Got the second set yet? Kavish has to be Ramesh Kavish.
And the stem is always a problem?
Okay, which would be that area. That area would be kavish, I'm saying. But because at the end of the day, kosher is going to be very hard to find a pasal hadas. You know, that's going to be roiv, not mashalish, and it's going to be, you know, even nikdam is, like achar is going to be kosher. That's going to be pasal. You're going to have a difficult challenge probably find such a thing. What do you say?
Probably difficult to find nikdam.
No, they're pasal. They're going to have roiv. Roiv of them are going to be okay. Now, to get the lachachila or mitzvah min a mufkar, that's, you know, that's what we're going for, and that's what people are spending time on. So we don't know, like, how much time she spent taking off seder for her doing such a thing. I mean, you see this, like, what do you think?
Not too much time.
What do you say?
Depends where you eat.
What do you say?
Depends where you eat.
Depends where you eat.
Depends
where you eat. Well, no, so we don't have a mitzvah min a mufkar, and even in the mitzvah min a mufkar, could be only cooling mishalish biyachad if it's enough, and even if you do need a biyachad, could be that, you know, with the exact gedder, what's called mishalish, you know, that's mamish b'diok, the chazan shel machlus b'adi, okay, but like, it's definitely chumra gabi chumras, you know, definitely a lot of people magavi a lot of chumras, you know, so how much, you know.
How much time?
What do you say?
How much time?
So it's a maisa with, or Shimon Schwab, like he went to buy like Taminim, like he just walked in, like took him like 3 minutes, and he walked out. So like they were like, "My hi," he's like, "I'm just machmir. What's my girl did?" You know, or, you know, the Yisrof Chaim, how much built the Torah she does in the 25th Aluminum, not built the Torah. It's not good with the Torah. So Chaim said that anything which stayed in Alacha, like Mishnah Brura already, there already is be machmir. But like, you know, if you're past that and you're in other places, it says, you know, lav dafka.
Why
you
not be learning anyway?
So that. Definitely, if you're not going to be learning, so definitely be mitzvah your life around mitzvahs and neder mitzvahs, and that definitely is.
What about helping your wife?
That's a very good thing to do. What do you mean?
On the chazan, we'll find the.
What do you say? What do you say? It's whatever. It's nothing different about this. Anything else? The same kind of whatever. Same.
People
not
spend
same.
So much hours and hours in there. And
what do you say?
A lot of them spend hours and hours on
the meeting. They do not. Some of them spend hours and hours and hours. Like, who?
The briskers.
You say?
That was back in the day.
I don't think the. I think they got people spend time for them. I don't think they did it.
Yeah, I'm saying.
So you spend time for them? No! So, like, right there.
Yeah, he's someone
to do for me. People spend time for them. So the people who like doing these things, and it's a good. Whatever, so it's definitely a good, you know, to, it's definitely a hiddur, it's definitely a good thing, it's definitely whatever, everything just totally in, you know, cheshbon mishkal chasidus. So if someone wants to do it for them, and find a nice hiddur, a good thing, so like, yeah, they're definitely,
I could learn this in the mukha, which one was first.
What do you say?
I could learn for 2 hours, I've been saying, I'm kind of which one was first.
So which one, if you really like that?
Yeah.
Then that's a nidin. You know, but a single person not really like that because it's a suffix and it could be a mitzvah mecha even if one's missing. And even if it's, it could be chol mesholesh, that vandi is okay. So it's not really, what?
It's not really a mitzvah mecha according to everybody. So.
No, it could be a mitzvah mecha anyhow, probably. And,
either way, you're
mitzvah mecha
if you're missing one
of us again. It's very tachin, I'm saying. You know, if you have the kol hashir and you're missing one, we said very tachin, that's still called mitzvah mecha. Oh, it's lumber. Okay, depending how big you are. Okay, so much time now we are starting Taf, Reish, Nun, Aleph.